Sometimes the reason is to take us through the refiner's fire. Hi there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome, I hope you're well today, and I'm thankful that you're spending part of your day with me, truly. This is The Daily Show, where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Our reading today is Proverbs 17 and 18. I'll have some comments after the reading, and I'm calling today's episode, The Best Medicine. Today's show notes page is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E225. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com, and with that, let's get going. Proverbs chapter 17. Better a dry crust with peace than a house full of feasting with strife. A wise servant will rule over a disgraceful son and share an inheritance among brothers. A crucible for silver and a smelter for gold, and the Lord is the tester of hearts. A wicked person listens to malicious talk. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue. The one who mocks the poor insults his maker, and one who rejoices over calamity will not go unpunished. Grandchildren are the crown of the elderly, and the pride of sons is their father's. Eloquent words are not appropriate on a fool's lips. How much worse are lies for a ruler? A bribe seems like a magic stone to its owner. Wherever he turns, he succeeds. Whoever conceals an offense promotes love, but whoever gossips about it separates friends. A rebuke cuts into a perceptive person more than 100 lashes into a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion. A cruel messenger will be sent against him. Better for a man to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than a fool in his foolishness. If anyone returns evil for good, evil will never depart from his house. To start a conflict is to release a flood. Stop the dispute before it breaks out. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the just, both are detestable to the Lord. Why does a fool have money in his hand with no intention of buying wisdom? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a difficult time. One without sense enters an agreement and puts up security for his friend. One who loves to offend loves strife. One who builds a high threshold invites injury. One with a twisted mind will not succeed, and one with deceitful speech will fall into ruin. A man fathers a fool to his own sorrow. The father of a fool has no joy. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man secretly takes a bribe to subvert the course of justice. Wisdom is the focus of the perceptive, but a fool's eyes roam to the ends of the earth. A foolish son is grief to his father and bitterness to the one who bore him. It is certainly not good to fine an innocent person or to beat a noble for his honesty. The intelligent person restrains his words, and one who keeps a cool head is a man of understanding. Even a fool is considered wise when he keeps silent, discerning when he seals his lips. Proverbs chapter 18. Some people like to do things their own way, and they get upset when people give them advice. Fools don't want to learn from others. They only want to tell their own ideas. Do something evil, and people will hate you. Do something shameful, and they will have no respect for you. Words from wise people are like water bubbling up from a deep well, the well of wisdom. You must be fair in judging others. It is wrong to favor the guilty and rob the innocent of justice. Fools say things to start arguments. They are just asking for a beating. Fools hurt themselves when they speak. Their own words trap them. People love to hear gossip. It is like tasty food on its way to the stomach. Someone who does careless work is as bad as someone who destroys things. The name of the Lord is like a strong tower. Those who do what is right can run to Him for protection. The rich think their wealth will protect them. They think it is a strong fortress. A proud person will soon be ruined, but a humble person will be honored. Let people finish speaking before you try to answer them. That way you will not embarrass yourself and look foolish. A good attitude will support you when you are sick, but if you give up, nothing can help. Wise people want to learn more, so they listen closely to gain knowledge. Gifts can open many doors and help you meet important people. The first person to speak always seems right, until someone comes and asks the right questions. The best way to settle an argument between two powerful people may be to use lots. An insulted brother is harder to win back than a city with strong walls. Arguments separate people like the strong bars of a palace gate. Your words can be as satisfying as fruit, as pleasing as the food that fills your stomach. The tongue can speak words that bring life or death. Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. If you find a wife, you have found something good. She shows that the Lord is happy with you. The poor are polite when they beg for help. The rich are rude with their answer. Some friends are fun to be with, but a true friend can be better than a brother. Oh my goodness, so many great verses to talk about, but I'm just going to comment today on just a few from Proverbs 17. Verse 3 said, "A crucible for silver and a smelter for gold, in the Lord is the tester of hearts." As you probably know, silver and gold are purified in the fire. All of the impurities rise to the top when silver or gold are melted in the crucible or the smelter, and in the same way, God purifies our hearts. It's in the heat of trials that our weaknesses are exposed, and it's a wise person who allows the Lord to remove the weaknesses, thus purifying the heart. I still have a long way to go, but I am the man I am today because of the trials that I've been through. Some of the trials were because of poor decisions on my part, and some were what some might call happenstance. But I don't believe in happenstance. I believe that we live in a fallen world, a world that is suffering because of sin, and sometimes bad things happen to bad people and good people. God allows these things to happen for various reasons, and sometimes the reason is to take us through the refiner's fire. Our faith grows, our reliance on Him grows, and He is glorified. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and who have been called according to His purpose." All things. Do you hear that? All things. Even the things that appear to be tragedies. All things. And then verse 6. "Grandchildren are the crown of the elderly, and the pride of sons is their father's." As a grandfather, I can certainly say a hearty amen to the first part of that proverb. Grandchildren are the crown of the elderly. When I see how my grandkids' faces light up when they see me, my heart just melts. There are four of them now, with another due in about 8 weeks as of today, and I just can't wait to meet her. Yes, grandchildren are the crown of the elderly. I don't think of myself as being elderly, but who am I to argue with the Bible? The second part that says, "And the pride of sons is their father's." Well, to me, that's something that men should aspire to. I was not a perfect dad, but my deficits, I hope, were made up for by the fact that my sons knew that I loved them. All three of them are very different from one another as they've grown to be men, and each one has made choices in their lives that I've not always agreed with, but I love and I respect each one of them, and they know it. And as I've grown older, and I hope wiser, I try to be a dad that they can be proud of. Now, for you dads that are listening, and even for the moms, remember to pray for wisdom as you raise your kids. Ask the Lord for guidance. Be in the Word. Read, study, meditate on it, and let your kids see you read the Bible, and let them see and hear you pray. Let them know by your actions how important having a relationship with God is. Let them see you living it, and not just at church, but at home too. Verse 22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones."
The word joyful there is sameach in Hebrew. It means glad, joyful, merry, according to the Strong's Concordance. And Merriam-Webster defines glad as experiencing pleasure, joy, or delight, or to be made happy, to be very willing, as in glad to do it, to be made pleased, satisfied, or grateful. And an archaic meaning for the word glad is having a cheerful or happy disposition by nature. So, as I consider all of those different things and I kind of condense them, part of it is to have a joyful heart is to have a heart of gratitude. Sometimes when life gets difficult, it's hard to remember to live with a grateful heart. But as believers, we have so very much to be thankful for. Despite the circumstances, we need to remember that we are deeply loved by the God of the universe. And as Jesus said in Matthew 6:26, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Well, of course you are, aren't you? You know that. You have to know that. You have to believe that to your very core. And if you doubt it, in Luke 12:7, Jesus said, indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Yes, beloved, God knows you and he loves you so much that he gave his own son so that you would be with him in eternity if you've placed your faith in him. So for that reason alone, you have cause to have a joyful heart. How's that for good medicine? And then verse 27. I'll make this one short. Well, it's actually going to be 27 and 28 together. The intelligent person restrains his words, and one who keeps a cool head is a man of understanding. Even a fool is considered wise when he keeps silent, discerning when he seals his lips. So to make this short, these two verses remind me of what Abraham Lincoln once said. It is better to keep your mouth shut and let them think you are a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. I'd love to hear your thoughts today. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E225 and leave your comment there. You'll scroll all the way to the bottom of the page and find a place to put your comment in there. In our reading tomorrow, we'll finish the book of Daniel. We'll read chapters 7 through 12. This date in church history, April 14th, 1813. In Philadelphia, the Religious Society of Friends, otherwise known as Quakers, opened the first privately operated hospital for insane patients. The Asylum for the Relief of Persons Deprived of the Use of Their Reason, that was the name of the place, used no manacles, handcuffs, iron grates, or bars. In 1888, the name of the hospital was changed to the Friends Asylum for the Insane, and later just to the Friends Hospital. In 1914, that change happened. And then on this date in church history, April 14th, 1940, English Bible expositor Arthur W. Pink declared in a letter, "Nothing is too great and nothing is too small to commit into the hands of the Lord." How true that is. Prayer requests. I'd like us to pray for Dell and Kathy. I was talking to Dell a little while ago, and he was telling me that the both of them are having a bit of a rough go of things right now. Because of Dell's heart condition, he's really weak. There's work to do around the house and some other chores, but he's only got about 20% of his heart function, so he tires really easily. And Kathy's having a hard time regaining her strength after her surgery, so she's getting a little bit discouraged. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we have so very much to be grateful to you for, so many reasons to be joyous that you are our God. We thank you for life now and for the life to come because of your Son, Jesus. And I pray for Dell and Kathy right now, Lord, that you would help them as they deal with their health issues. I pray that you would be with them. I pray for healing. I pray for strength. I pray, Lord, that you simply be with them. I'm grateful for the LifeSpring family today, Lord. Bless each one. Where there are needs, Lord, I pray that you would meet them in your perfect, loving way. You know each person who's listening right now, and you know their heart. Bless them, I ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got a prayer request or a praise, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and fill out that form you'll find there. I'll pray for you in my private prayer time, and we'll pray together on the show. I'd love to get your comments today. Please go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E225 and let me know your thoughts. You can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And please support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. I want to thank Sean of
San Pedro
for doing the chapters for the shows now. And I want to thank Kirsty for her help in doing the newsletter. If you're not signed up yet, go to news.lifespringmedia.com and sign up. Your email is safe with me. I won't sell it. I won't share it. Your email is safe with me. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for inviting me to be with you today. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.